The biggest moments in the games.
Miami running around, circling. Oh, look out! Gronkowski didn't have the angle! Touchdown! Oh, Kenyon Drake! A miracle!
The biggest voices in sports.
They crowned their ass, but they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
The heartbreak.
Lynch in the backfield. Russell looks, throws inside. Oh, my God! It's picked off at the goal line! It's picked off by Gus Butler. Intended for Lockett at the goal line. Oh, my word.
The celebration.
Driving forward, diving to the goal line. A touchdown and a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Look at Brady. One more ring.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, it is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. Bulletin Blitz proudly presents your audio of the day, including a day like today where we are really stretching it out. It is Thursday, July 10th, 2025, and Bart laid out three topics at the top of the show. Football cards on eBay, NBA Summer League, and his Dynasty Football League. I only have audio from one of them. So let's go to the Lakers and Mavericks Summer League game where it was the debut of Cooper Flagg. And I guess if anybody cared, Bronny James was on the other side. Dallas got the win. Bronny James had a chance to win the game. Faltered. That's fine. Here's Cooper Flagg after the game. So the spoils go to Victor's. He reflects on his performance against the Lakers.
Not up to my standard, but I'm going to regroup. I'm going to be all right. It's a new feeling, new environment, new teammates. But the guys held it down. You know, Miles, Ryan, they were amazing tonight. Max, and they were great tonight. So, they had my back. You know, I didn't have my best game. But I'm going to just keep going forward.
He had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 10 points, but it was a 5-for-21 shooting night, and he didn't make any of the 5 threes he put up. The leading scorer for the Mavs tonight was Ryan Nemhard. Brother you may know of Andrew Nemhard. He had 21 points for Dallas. So, yeah, 5-for-21. Still did pretty good in the other categories. But an interesting watch. It was interesting to see that debut. A lot more basketball to come for Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'll play one more from him. It's a pretty short one, too. It's kind of the obvious thing. Like, this would be a guess what they said kind of answer or a question I would throw out there. But because it's only 7 seconds, let's just play it now. Cooper Flagg, how is the NBA different to college basketball?
I mean, it's just a different game, different pace, different feel, different spacing. Just a lot of adjustments, but we'll be all right.
I mean, Summer League, if Summer League's different than college, the actual NBA is going to be a hell of a lot different, too. So maybe this is a nice ramp up. But you're not going to be playing against DJ Stewart and Serge Ibaka Rice as much as you were tonight when you get to big NBA.
If we ever do that segment of is this a real person? I definitely would have said that second name you said was not a real person.
Serge Ibaka Rice.
Never heard of him in my life.
He had 7 points.
All right. I would have said that person doesn't exist, but here you are scoring 7 points in a summer league game. Let's stay in the NBA. Marco played the cut in the update, but of course, we got to get our resident Bucks expert in here, and we'll get his thoughts. On the iShow Speed stream, I'm sure it's on Twitch and wherever place you can find streams from, iShow Speed, the only thing I liked about him is when he got completely broken in half by Bron Breakker a couple of months ago at the Royal Rumble. That was fun. But he was talking to your boy, Giannis, who you never say hello to at swim class. Hopefully you get one more chance because he says he's going to stay with Milwaukee, probably? Question mark?
L.A. to Texas bad. New York, Texas bad.
Yeah.
Hell no.
A lot of people tried to convince me. Tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, no. So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. We'll see. Probably. I love Milwaukee.
How do you read into that as a non-super homer that staked lots of his reputation on Giannis is not leaving?
I mean, it's not really too much to read into because he's talking on a stream with iShowSpeed, so like, who cares? He does say at the end that he loves Milwaukee, but it's not really a ringing endorsement. I mean, if I'm a diehard Bucks fan, I would like to hear a little bit more. I don't want to say passion, but a little bit more, you know, convincing in your commitment there. He's just like, I don't know if anywhere else is good. You know, New York, LA, they try to get me out there. So he specifically talked about the big markets, but it seems like he's, you know, like you've said all along, he's happy to be there. And I don't know if there really is the market that the Bucks or him or anybody thinks there is out there. Everybody's trying to get under the second apron. I think Milwaukee's just going to tough it out. And you know what? Good for you guys, because you guys do deserve a superstar. I remember what it was before Giannis, and it was nothing. So I'm happy for you. I really am. If both of our teams going to suck, then it's miserable. I'm glad at least one of us has a chance. The Bulls are going to always suck, so good for you.
Yeah, he seemed like it was he was resigned to the fate. You're right. It wasn't as enthusiastic as I would have liked to hear it be. But I also don't think that there's anything in what he said to make me think that he doesn't want to play in Milwaukee. I'm still sticking with everything I've said. But I saw that and I was like, well, that's your best. Summer League tonight, the Bucks are playing the Nuggets, and Doc Rivers was being interviewed, and Doc had this idea that he was telling the guys on the broadcast that Giannis takes the ball up a lot anyway. So he's very confident. I mean, he's talking about next year, but he's talking about how he takes the ball out anyway, and they're kind of going to do like, we're going to make Giannis almost our point guard. And he was talking about it like it was his idea. Jason Kidd was doing that with Giannis 7 years ago. So credit old Doc there for, you know, inventing fire 7 years after fire was invented and taking credit for it.
I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but all right, let's switch gears. Let's go to college football. We played some Deion yesterday when he spoke at Big 12 Media Day. A lot of things were thrown his way, and he answered his best of his abilities. One of the things we didn't touch on yesterday, I think it was probably the more bigger answer that he gave, or opinion rather. Deion Sanders says he wants to see his salary cap in college football.
I wish it was a cap. You know, like, the top of the line player makes this, and if you're not that type of guy, you know you're not going to make that. That's what the NFL does. So the problem is you got a guy that's not that darn good, but he could go to another school and they give him $500,000, and you can't compete with that. That don't make sense.
I know that it'll come up where we can talk about it. Like, it will come up, and there will be stories that we can do about NIL and, you know, salary cap or whatever. It takes away the enjoyment for me. I don't want to get into it on a personal level. I don't like any of this. It's college football. These guys are going to school, and then they play in their free time. That's how it should be. I know I'm 100 years old. I don't want to be talking about college football salary cap. It sucks.
Yeah, but it almost seems like it's inevitable. Let's get one last one here, and we'll go to Major League Baseball. The Red Sox are 50-45, so they're hovering around 500. Obviously, that's what their record says. They're only five games back of the American League East, and they're about to get a boost with Alex Bregman. Looks like he's going to be coming back possibly this weekend. He's been sidelined since May 24th with a strained right quad. Bregman was the crown jewel of the Red Sox offseason. And here's Alex Cora talking about his guy coming back.
He hasn't had any setbacks. He's been on point with every treatment. Been very very vocal about what he needed it and compared to what he went through in 21. And he's been very honest about it. So, I trust our medical staff. I trust all those guys over there. I trust the player, too. And one thing about him, he's not going to put himself in a position to jeopardize his season and our season. So, if we decide it's this weekend, it's because everybody feels like he's ready.
I would like to see the Red Sox start losing some games. They just won 9 of their last 10. They're 50-45. But Bregman, this is the final year of his deal, and they haven't talked extension yet. there's opt-outs anyway. It's not the final year of his deal, but there's opt-outs. I'd like to see an Alec Bregman trade. Maybe to a team that needs a third baseman. Maybe Milwaukee.
Cubs.
Cubs? Milwaukee. Oh, boy.